Welcome to a reading of Mr. 2.0's newsletter. This article is a reading of a life back in Toronto, transitioning and integrating into normal life in Toronto from a life-changing trip to Costa Rica. I spent 7 months away, removed myself, unplugged from routine and normal work life to explore the depths of the soul, to learn how to surf and permaculture, become more united with nature. And here I am recollecting my integration process, coming back from that trip and seeing how I'm currently integrating the learnings into my life here, which has been a challenge. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the two parts. First, on my current inspirations of change, and the second, are drivers of change, things that push me to integrate and apply my new learnings. Thank you for listening, and again, enjoy. Dear you, I've been trying to write a newsletter to you since I returned back to Toronto from my Costa Rica adventure in July. But it's just been a tall task to sum up everything. The integration process has been challenging, to say the least, hence why I'm only writing to you now, 4 months, in quote, delay. On the surface, I've been going about my transition back with quickness and expediency, putting on a game face, gearing up, and jumping on the work train with a business as usual approach. But below the surface, it feels like I'm not fully showing up, not sharing all of what's happened or happening within me. And I'm feeling like I'm divided, masked, and forced to show up and not truly shine through. Being back in Toronto, I've realized that integrating is going to be a very slow and long process. Even before I left, merging my personal life with my professional life with dignity and clarity was challenging. My Instagram channel is a showcase of that. This newsletter is a showcase of that. With mentors and business guides telling me that in order to succeed, you must divide the two. Quote, if it's business, keep it about business. If it's personal, keep that to yourself. End quote. I've seen peers of mine rise high with this advice, skyrocketing to heights of business success because they've been able to follow that advice to a T. With that, I remind myself, quote, you'll lose most people if you keep revealing your truth, but at the cost/reward of finding your people, end quote. At this stage of the game, I'm okay with that. But I know I will need to continue doing the work in order to continue to be okay with that. So to expect myself to merge, let alone integrate, this Costa Rica birthed hybrid version of me to the mix of personal Julian and professional Julian is a task that I'm constantly reevaluating. I'm someone who thrives within my own systems and processes. But I'm now at this place where I've birthed a new presence, a new perspective, a new path, which has its own priorities with its own people and places, and I'm finding it difficult to add it to the systematic life I'm living in Toronto now, and the identical life I have been living all these years before the trip. Who knows how it's going to happen? I'm just riding the waves, picking my battles, finding my windows of opportunity, and shifting the percentages of heart-led decisions and mind-led decisions, and grasping what I have that brings me comfort, clarity, and calm. I'm a human just like you, doing my best to do what I love, flowing through the ups and downs of life, and privileged to have this platform to share it all. So thank you so much for reading this reflection. Below is a photo series which I hope brings more vividness to my words above. Sincerely, Julian. My mindset shifting inspirations. A picture of a poster called Some Parts of the Whole of a Regenerative Person. What it means to be a regenerative individual on the journey towards regenerative self, bracket inner, community, brackets outer, and culture, brackets planetary scale. Some words on this poster include: regenerative people thrive with diversity. You see the interconnected web of life and new potential to create vitality. Regenerative people consciously evolving and designing for evolutionary capacity. Regenerative people are aware of and aligned with the natural cycles. Regenerative people tap into collective wisdom. Regenerative people are ecosystems facilitators. Regenerative people hold space, are inclusive, see potential, are imaginative. They explore hidden wisdom in the darkness. They listen and seek to understand. Regenerative people embrace complexity and handle uncertainty and ambiguity. Finally, regenerative people are able to hold conflicting ideas as true and manage the tension of opposites. Caption: regenerating me first. My past self was conscious but incompetent with being regenerative. I didn't know how to nor where to implement it. Also, I would not have appreciated this beautiful poster the way I comprehend and embody it today. My present self is now conscious and competent with being regenerative through training and education, but I'm still struggling to implement it. My first step is regenerating with the areas of where the most of me is mirrored, and that's my family and partner. My resolve: time, patience, and connecting more with people who are currently practicing and implementing regenerative thinking. Next poster. There's a picture of a moon and a female with pink hair and the cosmos. It says, what if your strangeness is actually your brilliance? Caption title: welcoming my weird. Many don't know that I attended an alternative junior high school when I was young. During this heavily influential, bracket puberty, growth phase of my life, my identity, thinking, and physiology were being bombarded with change and influence. Many of my vivid childhood memories, traumas, and triumphs have come from these years. I didn't know this, but my school, called Quest, used the Waldorf method. This is where the learning process is essentially threefold: engaging head, heart, and hands, or thinking, feeling, and doing. It uniquely integrates academics, arts, and practical skills. It was founded and run by incredible humans, true hippies, that I am now only truly appreciating. They say the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Well, in this case, it's all circling back, and I'm now just starting to embrace the strange, quirky, weird, black sheep brilliance within. Resolve? Own your experiences. Welcome the weird, because, quote, it's weird not to be weird. John Lennon. Next poster. It's a picture of a pinned quote printed on a paper with a photo of a calm lake. We cannot become what we want by remaining what we are. Caption title, Changing My Ways. I saw this pinned on a bulletin board in a cafe in Puerto Viejo and stood there, taking it in for a solid 10 minutes. I was trying so hard to break out of a shell, rip out of the old skin, and be in a new self. That was back in April, and funny thing is that I think I still am. I like transition and change, but only when it's fast. I'm learning that this process can be done in many ways. But if I am to change my ways, even this phase must be done differently. And if I am truly trajecting towards and emerging as a more natural, hybrid version of myself, I am to respect the laws of nature and shed my skin at nature's pace. Resolve. Trust that the change will happen. So let it happen and enjoy how it happens when it happens. Next poster is a picture of two cartoons embracing in the cosmos dark. There's a female embracing a male or a bald-headed human. And within the diagram that's translucent, there is the wave, the Japanese classic wave, with waves crashing in white water within the outline of the two characters embracing. And it says, we must have met lifetimes ago. Caption title, I did not know that love could be like this. I knew of kindred spirits, fairy tales, and soulmates. But to be experiencing this right now in my own life is one that I still have a hard time believing. It's through the recipe of connection, chemistry, and chronology, which is timing, that this miraculous thing happened. And I am both grateful and in disbelief. I am certain with this feeling of certainty. I am uncertain with this feeling of certainty, yet certain that the uncertainty is healthy. Love like this is both overwhelming and insatiable. My resolve? Take in the context of these feelings. Search for the source of these thoughts of uncertainty. Explore with curiosity the reason of why things like this happen for a reason. And just take it day by day, floating in its ocean of opportunities. Next title, My Drivers of Change. This first poster is the five practices of authentic relating. 1, welcome everything. We welcome everything that arises in our field of awareness, in ourselves, in others, and in the world. 2, assume nothing. We notice our assumptions of people and situations and check them out with others. 3, reveal your experience. We let ourselves be seen, known, heard, and touched as who we really are and invite others into our worlds. 4, own your experience. We take full responsibility for whatever we experience and for having an impact on others. 5, honor self, honor other. We honor our own needs and wants while also honoring the needs and wants of others. Caption: articulating the inner world takes training and practice. I've been a part of a communication course called Authentic Relating this fall season, and it has been a game changer in my understanding of the art and science of connection. It has helped me better share what's on the inside with more awareness, curiosity, and equanimity. It has also helped me identify poor habits, odd tendencies, and unsavory default patterns. By heading down a path less traveled, we open ourselves to the mucky roads and the misadventures, but also to the transformative magic that arises within. I welcome it all and honor its value as a student of life. Driver. This good new habit will reveal the bad old habits and provide a road to travel, encouraging the use of empathy and curiosity for mindful and heartful development. The next poster is a picture of myself. Caption title: The Burnout from Becoming. I bottomed out as a workaholic earlier this year, midway through my 7-month sabbatical. I tied much of who I was to my productivity. My productivity was an essential reflection of my self-worth. While away, without my drug of choice, work, my identity was in question. The reality of an empty schedule, no routine, no workplace to check in with, no clients and classes to prepare for, I felt aimless. I couldn't grasp what freedom felt like because of its vastness and lack of destination. There was nothing to hold on to and control. We strive endlessly to become a title, a salary, a higher self. Yet when we get there, we can't help but seek the next mountain to climb without ever giving ourselves the time to soak it in, suspend, carefree, float with no responsibilities. Just being is a new headspace that frightens me. It questions the fabric of my existence, but it also helps me balance my relationship with becoming. Driver: creating time and space to be without a goal, be without a reason, be without a tangible purpose, and make being the purpose. Then see what happens from that place. Next is a photo of my twin brother and I on our birthday in a preacher, praying, making a wish, closing our eyes together. Caption title: My Life Teammate is Back. I have a twin brother named Nathan. He has recently re-entered my day-to-day life after recently moving back home to Toronto from 11 years of permanent residency in Hong Kong. We have become the independent men we are today in large part due to our twinhood. Immersed with an upbringing filled with competition, camaraderie, and companionship, then stripped away from it into adulthood, our individualism brought us new paths. Now that we're back together again, I am driven to rewire our twinhood patterns, sync up the complex differences that have shaped our independence, and learn to harmonize as collaborators in life. The driver of inspiration is See each other as resources of alternate life experience and leverage each other's value to produce more wholesomeness and fulfillment in the world around us. Final photo is me and a group of four others, including my partner behind me, whitewater rafting. Caption title, Fear and Fulfillment. On the continuum of life's endeavors, we find ourselves moving away from fear and towards fulfillment. My adventures have invited me to both ends of the continuum, beyond my comfort boundaries and deep into my growth zone, both intentionally and unintentionally. As I look back at the vivid moments fraught with fear while immersed in a fulfillment activity, like this Pequari River rafting expedition, I realize how they are most often one in the same. Costa Rica to me was the sum of fear and fulfillment. Love with my new partner is the sum of fear and fulfillment. And my next endeavors with her in 2022 will be an expression of this learning. The driver of inspiration here. Rejoice in the unity of opposites. Utilize your tools from life experience. Continue to self-develop and take those risks that require you to leave a part of you behind. Final note. I will be sharing my professional endeavors for the winter season in another newsletter soon, so be on the lookout. Thank you so much for taking the time to read my newsletter from top to bottom or listening. It really means a lot to me. Please do not hesitate to share a comment, provide me feedback on what might have resonated, and or just reach out to reconnect. I say this wholeheartedly, I'm here for you as you are here for me. Sincerely, Julian. May the flow be with you.